brought to you by Penguin.
Like, comment, subscribe. How YouTube drives Google's dominance and controls our culture. By Mark Bergen. Read by Sean Patrick Hopkins.
For Annie, my love. So much has been done, exclaimed the soul of Frankenstein. More, far more will I achieve. Treading in the steps already marked, I will pioneer a new way, explore unknown powers, and unfold to the world the deepest mysteries of creation. Mary Shelley, Frankenstein, 1818. It was going to be a joke. This was all going to be a joke. Why did it become so real? Logan Paul, we found a dead body in the Japanese suicide forest. YouTube, 2017. Prologue, March 15, 2019. Haji Daoud Nabi, a grandfather with a thick white beard and a bright smile, met the man who would end his life on a sunny Friday afternoon in Christchurch, New Zealand. Nabi stood at the entrance to his mosque. As the younger man approached, Nabi assumed this visitor was coming to join in worship and greeted him warmly. Hello, brother. Before his arrival, the younger man had sent an email with the subject line, "On the attack in New Zealand today." The email began with a confession. I was the partisan that committed the assault, and included a long manifesto. It landed in inboxes of the nation's newspaper editors and television producers, professionals who, not too long ago, determined what was broadcast to the world. The email was dismissed as spam or the ramblings of a crank. Then the calls flooded in. Gunshots heard everywhere around Christchurch's Hagley Park. Lifeless, bloodied bodies lay across two mosques, sacred sites on either side of the park's rich green. At least 50 dead, including a 3-year-old child and Nabi. A reporter who landed on the scene, Kirsty Johnston, saw only carnage and wounded survivors frantically waving down taxis to the hospital. She had grown up in this placid island nation, where police usually didn't carry guns, where violence and vitriol happened overseas on the news, not here. But the nation had changed, and so had the news. Everyone soon learned that the terrorist behind the killings, a 28-year-old white man, had strapped on a body camera and broadcast 17 minutes of his rampage live on the internet. And so those same newspaper editors and television producers combed through his footage and manifesto for any clues behind the country's gravest mass shooting ever. They waded through arcane references to Serbian politics, 16th century warfare, and internet subcultures. Little made sense. But one bit stood out as recognizable. The name of a YouTube star. Remember, lads, the terrorist said on screen, moments before opening fire. Subscribe to PewDiePie. In the days before, halfway around the globe, YouTube employees soaked in a gigantic heated resort pool. They had arrived in shuttle buses, as always. The buses had come north through San Francisco and Berkeley, through Tony suburbs and towns, through forested state parks dotted with soaring redwoods, and into the heart of California wine country, to Indian Springs, to a quaint hotel situated atop a natural hot spring in Calistoga. In 1859, that city was declared settled by California's first millionaire, a man made rich by promoting the gold rush to anyone who would listen. Claire Stapleton, a YouTube manager, unpacked her bags in a hotel cottage. She had done these corporate retreats many, many times before. This particular one was only for members of YouTube's marketing division, those responsible for the upkeep of its public image, its brand. It would also be her last. She didn't know it for certain then, but she had some suspicions. Stapleton was pale, with dark brown hair, nearly black. Normally carefree in demeanor, she could pull off stern, as she had in the New York Times 4 months earlier, where she was photographed in a solemn black turtleneck as the face of a rebellion inside Silicon Valley. At the resort,
sample complete. Ready to continue?